Welcome back to Giants.com, and good morning, everybody. With your Giants in 90, I'm John Schmelk. He's Lance Meadow. It's the Giants and 49ers on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. The Niners at 5-4, coming off a big overtime victory in New Orleans, where their defense came up with a big play in overtime, set up the offense to make a play. But Lance, this defense is very banged up, though they might get a couple of pieces back this week.
Alden Smith is probably the first guy that we have to start with. His suspension is over, so he will be able to take part in practice this week. However, at the same time, they lose key linebacker Patrick Willis, who is out for the season now with a toe injury, and really the heart and soul of that linebacking corps.
And we'll see if Navarro Bowman can make his way back. He's coming back from that very serious knee injury in the playoffs last year, and we'll see if he can get back on the practice field and contribute. Now, Lance, on the surface, this is still the second-ranked defense in the league in terms of yards per game. But underneath the surface, there are some things that have been troubling this season.
They have struggled, specifically in the red zone defense and the third down defense. Those have been the two troubling aspects of this squad. Part of it is because of injuries. The secondary has finally gotten healthy, but early part of the season, they were missing a lot of the key members in terms of the cornerbacks and the safeties.
And only 16 sacks this year. They're 30th in the red zone, like you mentioned, 26th in the league on third down. But they are very physical. And this Giants offense line will have another challenge trying to run the football on this front.
Not easy to run the football against the Niners. You're talking about the number two overall defense, so they have maintained their consistency. And the fact that they haven't been able to get to the quarterback very consistently, they're able to make up for that with the fact that they have some good linebackers that have filled in, most notably Chris Borland.
And we'll see if the Giants can do it on Sunday. Thanks for joining us.